Okay, you're on.
Holy cow.
Okay, I'll call the meeting of the Gage County Board of Supervisors to order at 8:45 a.m. on Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. And you have noticed that we do have a posting of the Open Meetings Act. And if we would all stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have present for the meeting Juergens, Haxby, whatever your name
it's
is.
It's a test.
Schuler.
Schuler. Our counsel, Counsel Harris. Our leader, the Queen, Don. Dorn. And Lytle. And Byers. You've received a copy of the consent agenda. And any item on the consent agenda can, by the request of any single board member, be considered a separate item under the regular agenda. And we do have one item approving a claim, number 2101196, which needs to be done separately. So on our consent agenda, we have the general agenda, approve the minutes of the meeting held January 13, 2021, approve all claims through January 27, 2021, in the amount of $511,990.57, except claim number 2101196, Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $8,196.63, to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve the 2020 annual Knox Swede report and have the chairman sign the report. Approve the reappointment of Terry Acton to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a 3-year term ending 1/2024. And you all should have a copy of a letter that he sent that he is willing to continue to serve on the board. Number 7, approve specs and call for bids for rock and gravel for a period beginning March 10, 2021 and ending March 9, 2022. Bids to be opened February 24, 2021 at 9:15 a.m.
Move to approve.
So I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Haxby, second by Dorn. Vote, please. Motion is carried. 5-0. 6-0. I have a hard time, not used to counting over 5, so we have to do that. Okay, Don, do we need to back and approve the?
No, we're good here. Just go on to the regular agenda and do that one.
Okay. Okay, I would entertain a motion to approve or disapprove claim number 2101196 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $8,196.63. Brings the total amount of claims approved through January 27, 2021 to $520,187.20.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote, please. Motion is carried. Okay. We don't do comments from the public. Right.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay, any comments from the public and requests for future agenda items? Okay. We do the committee and the reports. Okay, committee reports. Building grounds, winter lights. Dave?
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
As far as, I'll give another update on the ramp. I thought we would have it installed at this time. It got back ordered. It did come in last Wednesday. I talked to Lamo Plumbing, and he asked me if we wanted it done yet with the snow coming on Thursday, Friday. I said we can hold off, and luckily it worked out good. The old ramp heater is still providing enough heat as long as it's not too cold out, so we got lucky there, and I did. And that all worked fine. So as soon as the snow's over with, he will install it. He did come up with a price. I never discussed price. It is a commercial water heater that is easily to change the elements out, but by the time he does the water heater, he's going to change out the manifold and a mixer valve, but it came right at about $6,000 to do it. So kind of expensive, but it is very much needed, and I hope this will get us by for quite a while on this. And so as far as snow removal this time, I did have teaming come and take the piles of snow out. We had some pretty sizable amounts of snow in the parking lot, so they got that out of there yesterday. And I actually asked for help this time on the sidewalks, too. It was a little more than what my little tractor and snowblower could get to, so they helped me out with that, too. So, other than that, I think everything's going good. Getting to know Scott over at the Veterans Office. We had a little bit of heater trouble over there. They have two furnaces, and one of the furnaces was acting up, and so they still are okay on their heat. But Anokes is over there right now getting that repaired. So, but otherwise, everything's going pretty good.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave, for all you do. I know with this weather, it's not the easiest thing, but everybody can get in and out and pay attention, and you've done really good getting the snow off.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a pretty good January, so I feel good about that.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Look out February.
Any questions for Dave? Comments? Okay. Equalization, we heard from Patty earlier. Is there anything else? We, as chair of the Equalization Committee, I don't have anything new. Anybody? Okay. Finance and insurance.
Okay, large ticket items. There weren't a lot of them this time. The claims were processed yesterday. Mr. Dorn, Mr. Byers, and myself went through those. Here are the large ticket items. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $12,149.16. Sap Brothers Petroleum Fuel, $14,299.19. City Beatrice, quarterly, 9/11 services, $55,697.25. Those are it.
Thank you, Terry. Any questions or comments for Terry? Okay, Human Resources, Employee Relations.
That was John, so there wouldn't be anybody right now.
Okay. All right. Law Enforcement, Emergency Management.
Gus says he doesn't have enough oxygen to do talk two times.
He's been having an oxygen problem for a long, long time.
Okay.
right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here for emergency management and also zoning. Just to give you kind of a COVID update and where we're at on vaccinations right now, most of our first responders have started their second round of vaccinations. Monday, of course, was a snowstorm, so that caused a lot of reschedules, but we worked through that. The long-term care facilities are also starting their second round of vaccination, and then also the developmental challenge should start next week. So those have also had their first round. Our positivity rate remains at 29%. With last week, we had 8 hospitalizations. So our district's at 18% right now. For Test Nebraska, we've been unable to test the last 2 nights just because of, or 2 days, just because of weather-related issues. So we look for some large numbers to go through there this morning. We're still in the red zone, or excuse me, in the orange zone. What I will share with you as far as vaccine that's coming in to our district, we have 700 doses for the next 4 weeks that have been allocated to the Public Health Solutions District, which is 5 counties. We will be, as Gage County, will be receiving 200 of those doses. So out of those 200 doses, they'll be managed by Beatrice Community Hospital through the immunization program. And active this morning at 9 a.m. is a 1-800 number for those individuals that are 90 plus. So those 200 doses will be managed where that hotline opens up today. Appointments are actually set for those 200 doses for administration tomorrow and Friday. Next week, it'll be the same thing. Registration opens up for the immunizations for 90 years of age plus, and then they call the 1-800 number, set up the appointment, go to the immunization clinic, and then receive their immunization. So that'll keep going until then they move to the 80 plus, and then again down to the 70 plus. So as you know, the governor prioritized that 65 plus category, and through the partnership of Public Health Solutions and the hospital, they've elected to work it from the oldest down until more vaccine is received. It looks very manageable right now at 200 doses of only what's coming to Gage County. It isn't until, you know, we receive more doses that that they will change the way that they're managing that. Keep in mind, yet nothing's changed. It's still a two-shot process because it is the Moderna process. It will still be done at the immunization clinic because it needs to be handled in one location based upon the storage and just how the doses are handled. So one thing about the hotline that Beatrice Community Hospital has started, when those 200 doses are up, then that particular hotline will roll right over into a call back next week message, you know, next Wednesday, so that way they know, you know, that those appointments have been met with the product that they've received. So you know, we continue to get a lot of calls on how to get registered for the vaccination. This going through your Public Health Solutions registry really gives an idea of who's interested in getting the vaccine. That will roll over into the state website when that becomes active. I believe tomorrow is when it's set to be active, but our district's registration website is active now and has been for the last week and a half. So we are getting through the districts with the emergency managers, we're hearing some of the businesses that are adding incentives on, cash incentives for taking the vaccination. So that'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. I know 2 companies that I've heard that are giving $100 bonuses for those employees that elect to take that particular immunization. So as far as any other things happening right now in emergency management, we're rolling over into our hazardous mitigation, the second round of meetings with all the communities, and we'll do those all virtually. That'll be for the Lower Big Blue Hazardous Mitigation Program. So we're looking at all of our meetings in February is where they're going to be. And as far as zoning is concerned, we have our next meeting set for February 9th. I'll be sticking around today because you do have the hearing for the temporary asphalt plant at 9:45, and he is en route. So, and as far as the meeting for zoning, we will continue reviewing our regulations. So, questions?
On COVID, is there more side effects on the second shot than the first shot?
So overall, we've heard more. You're seeing a chill temperature at that 24 to 36 hour timeline, especially for those individuals that haven't had COVID. So, but yes.
What about the Pfizer versus the Moderna?
They're both the same.
There's not one.
In the long-term care facilities of what's been administered so far, those individuals are seeing more side effects, typical, you know, flu shot side effect with, you know, aches lasting not more than 10 to 12 hours, so.
But they're both about equal.
Yep, yeah.
Well, I had my second vaccination yesterday, and so far today, other than not knowing who's on the board, I'm doing okay. Some of our 90-year-olds like Juergens, and, you know.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for all you do. It's a tough time.
So it's another shot.
For that, for P&Z, we discussed last time about making a specific list, and so I was asked to make a list. We put together like a letter and just a list of items to look at to bring up to the mile, as well as some other things. This is just a list just to look over, discuss. It doesn't have to be done, but I just made a list. If you guys want, I don't know if you want to read through it. And
everybody has, and add, that's what I passed out, the copy.
If you have anything you want to add, or if this is good enough to start, or you want me to read through it, or just...
You can talk about the points, I think, is what Eric wanted you to
okay.
do, is talk about.
I guess basically it's just bringing the distance setbacks. I listed the different line items to bring it back, you know, up to the mile. If they want to discuss, like, the shadow flicker and lights, the making a specific... John Hill asked for a specific distance setback in that motion to include schools, churches, hospitals, parks... that line item. His other one was to bring the sound to the Lancaster Health Board recommendations, so that's on there as well. Just different ideas on stuff to discuss.
I know Eric had, on the phone, he had asked, you know, as far as just if anybody had any concerns. I have a letter, the original that Emily has here, ready to have the chairman just sign it based on the motion from before, unless there's changes that you don't want on here. We will have Denny sign this and give this on to the Planning and Zoning Commission as a request.
And those other packets were from a lady from Iowa had emailed me just an example of their regs. They can look at them, take them as they wish, or read them. Just passing them on.
This is a question. Does it have both sides participating in this, issues to be presented to the P&Z?
I think this was based on that motion that when they passed the amendment that they had come up with some idea, you know, different list, and as I understand, I think you said then Planning and Zoning, or at least is here, Planning and Zoning wanted a list in writing.
Yeah, they're just discussing having a specific list to go through. Those are just what is emailed to me. So I was just passing those along.
He was giving these to the Planning and Zoning just for their information. But otherwise, the letter is in front of you,
I just wondered where it was generated, because it seems... Quite frankly,
I thought I was missing it.
We're deleting the industry from this county.
Yeah.
Well, why are we screwing around with it? And yeah. I just throw that out.
I just know this was emotional.
This is
that
just,
was made.
They just wanted a list, and so
when they passed, approved the amendment that they asked for these items, and I think Eric asked or Emily to come up with that list.
That's very far-reaching, and I don't know if just looking at it at one meeting. I think it bears more study, because you're basically directing Planning and Zoning to focus on these items. I'm not pointing this out to you.
Yeah,
I'm
no, just I'm saying just, I'm the messenger.
No.
Right.
That's really important. Like I said, for this county, it's very far-reaching. I know, I think Mr. Schuler pointed out at one of this, maybe last meeting, about we may need to look at doing something different in different areas of the county.
Yes, I think that's been discussed prior to me being on the board also, zoning parts of the county, consider it.
Well, we probably need to hold it and place it on the agenda for approval.
That's fine. This was just given to me based on the items that was passed on that September meeting that was listed, and so that we're just following up on this.
Oh, we can receive this and place it on file.
Well, we'll need to. I'll just put it on the agenda for the next.
Okay,
time.
Sounds good.
When did you say the next meeting was, Lisa?
February 6th.
Yeah, so if you want them to have discussion about any of these topics, you need to do something with it today as opposed to the next meeting.
Well, and these aren't things like have to be done. It's just the topics of discussion.
Right.
They don't have to change it.
Right, exactly.
They're just things for them to look at and then come and make recommendations to us. So
correct.
I don't think we need to do anything.
I mean, some of these were just, I looked through what their regulations were. If they want to look at it, fine. If they don't, fine. It's not a...
Mr. Chairman, I will bring your attention, though, too. Last time you did give me a copy of the minutes that reflect what the motions were, and we will give those to the board also. And it was reflected later in discussion after a timed event of the DBAs, also setbacks from churches and so forth. So we do have note of that.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you, Ms. Haxby. Okay. Anything for Road and Bridge? Gary?
I think everybody received their packet from Galen. In that packet, he has the completed project for 2020 and projects left over from 2021 plan and new projects for 2021. So everybody should look through those, and now is the time to look at these. Anybody has something they think is important to add to it or subtract. But he has that in our packet. Also in that packet, you will find a quote from Interstate Power Systems. This is concerning the 140M grader, the engine problem, the one we've had trouble with ever since we bought it. I think Galen told me it's 2010, and it has about 5,000 some hours on it. The cheapest fix right now, there's different quotes in here, but as I just spoke to Galen on it, I believe the best solution to this problem, we go with the one right on top, repair, tear down the engine, repair, it's the cheapest, and get it running, and find a new home for it at some point. Also, the other grader that had transmission trouble, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Galen, you thought would be completed this week.
Yes.
So that one should be back out in the road because we're down two, and this type of weather, you need everything you got. So, other than that, everybody can look through their packet, and we'll have further discussion probably on the 1 and 6 down the road. Galen will go through that in more detail, and we'll move on from there.
Have any comments? Galen, anything you want to make?
No, we'll over the 1 and 6 at the next road and bridge in 2 weeks.
Hey, how about your boss? Does he have anything?
No.
Okay, well, we have a few minutes until we do our first bid on armor coat projects at 9:15.
Scott's here.
Okay, Scott, you want to give us a report?
Sure.
Please, or an update?
Morning.
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 We talked about the accreditation.
Please identify yourself.
Oh, Scott Bates. I'm the County Veteran Service Officer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We talked about the accreditation right away. Earlier this month, the accreditation, I can't get on there to into that program to see when they're having it. Shirley can. They ain't updated anything yet. I can get on their Facebook site, and it looks like they're going to have one this spring. Don't know if it's going to be in Wisconsin, in Madison, Wisconsin, or if we're going to be able to do it virtual. But I'm still tracking that, working on that. Got set up with computers and stuff this month with MIPS and Blackburn. Been working with the veterans in the county. A lot of COVID questions. They had a 1-800 number. Sent an email up to Lincoln to find out if there's a better, what their system was, how they were going to pick and choose who was going to get the COVID shots. And they sent me the list down, 75 and older. And then they were going to do 65 and older with cancer or any high blood pressure, anything like that. They were going to do them second, the vulnerable ones. And then they were going to start choosing after that. And they gave me a number directly to Lincoln, which worked for a while. And then I think they must have given it out to other counties. And they started getting flooded, so now the phones are getting forwarded to Lincoln again. So it's kind of a pain, but they're getting it. They're getting their shots. And then we did reach out with our over 90s yesterday. We made about 5 phone calls to offer them the shot to get that call in today at 9 o'clock to try and get that shot here in town. So. I went to Omaha last Friday and got qualified my physical and fingerprints, and they're still finishing up the background check to drive the van to take veterans to Lincoln or Omaha to the hospitals. Still, that's still in the works. Haven't heard back from that. And I need to tell everybody that Shirley's doing really great over there, helping me get going, and she's a great asset to the county. She's doing a great job. Any questions of anybody?
Well, if you need help from us, Scott, at all, or need us to come over to visit, you just let us know, okay?
All right, thank
we
you.
Appreciate everything you're doing, and we're glad you're doing things and getting things set up again. And
thank you. Yep,
thank you. Keep it up.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we have a 9:15 event. Close, accept, reject for award bid for armor coat project C-34, 1189, 1190, 1191, 1192, 1193, 1194, 1195, 1196, 1197, 1198, and 1199. Okay, need a motion to close the bids?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote, please. Motion is carried 5-0. The bids are closed.
6-0.
Okay.
Hey, Terry?
Yeah.
Roger. Do you have an opener, Terry?
Opener in there. Lefty's open.
Fastest opener in the West.
Emily, could you help him open those, please?
Yes.
Those guys that are over 90, you've got to...
Don't give him sharp on you.
This first bid is from Top Coat Incorporated out of Yankton, South Dakota. They're all broke down individually. Bonded. Well, why don't I just... Arma Coating, Claytonia South to DeWitt, 8 miles, $111,152.02. Claytonia North, 2 miles, $27,789.09.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You lower down a little.
Do you have the numbers to go with it? Because it doesn't, on the bid list, it doesn't have locations. It just has the number.
Oh, okay. Oh, excuse me. I'll start over again. Arma Coating, C34, this would be Claytonia South to DeWitt, 8 miles, a total of
$111,152.02. Is that
1189? They're all C34. Oh. Let me start over again then. Okay, Arma Coating, C34, 1189, Claytonia South, DeWitt, 8 miles. Total for the project, this project, $111,152.02. Arma Coating, C34, 1190, Claytonia North, 2 miles, $27,789.09. Arma Coating, C34, 1191, Ellis North, 6 miles, $79,702.42. Armor Coating C34, 1192, North 19th Street, 3.5 miles, $48,599.37. Armor Coat C34, 1193, Blue Springs River Bridge, 1 East on Beeline Road, 1.2 miles, $15,976.81. Armor Coating Project C34, 1194, Wymore Cemetery, 0.45 miles. Total, $59.68.60.
Was that again?
$5,968.60. That's why I should have said it. Armor Coating C34 1195 Blue Spring Cemetery, 0.8 miles. $10,612.05. Man, Galen, you got a lot of them here.
Got it right.
Armor Coating, C34 1196, Highway 77 and Broad Street East, 0.14 miles. Total, $1,857.38. Armor Coating, C34 1197, Barnston Road, 4.3 miles. Total, $57,336.97. Armor Coating, Wymore West, 3.5 miles. Armor Coating, C34 1198, Wymore West, 3.5 miles. $46,665.10. Armor Coating, C34 1199, Blue Springs, 0.9 miles. $11,937.20.
Terry, what was 1194 again?
1194?
Uh-huh.
Armor coating C 341194 Wymore Cemetery Road, 0.45 miles for a total of $5,968.60.
Okay, thank you.
60 cents?
60 cents.
Yeah, I had 50.
Could you repeat 1192 for me, please?
Yes, sir.
Is there a start date?
1192. Armor coating, C 341192, North 19th Street, 3.5 miles. Total, $48,599.37.
Thank you.
This brings total for all the projects, total for the projects, $417,597.01.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, sir. $417,597.01. Start of construction date, May 17th, 2021. End of construction date, June 1st of 2021. John Brockman, president. And he has his certificate of insurance and bonds and everything else. Okay. I'll do better on this one, guys. This is from Stay Built Construction out of Harlan, Iowa. First item, armor coating C 341189, Claytonia South to DeWitt, 8 miles. Total, $106,334.84. Armor coating C 341190, Claytonia North, 2 miles. Total, $26,587.68. Armor coating C 341191, Ellis North, 6 miles. Total, $76,272.70. $76,272.70. Okay. C 341192, North 19th Street, 3.5 miles. Total of $46,512.05. C 341193, Blue Springs River Bridge, east on B line, 1.2 miles. Total $15,272.15. Armor coating C 341194, Wymore Cemetery, 0.45 miles. Total of $5,716.05. C 341195, Blue Springs Cemetery, 0.8 miles. Total of $10,163.50. C 341196, Highway 77 and Broad Street East, 0.14 miles. Total,
$1,078.98.
C 34. Repeat that one again, please. Yes, sir. Armor coating C 341196, Highway 77 and Broad Street East, 0.14 miles. Total of $1,778.98. Armor coating C 341197, Barnston Road, 4.3 miles. Total for project, $54,768.09. C-34-1198, Warmore West, 3.5 miles. Total for project, $44,576.22. C-34-1199, Blue Springs, 0.9 miles. Total for project, $11,432.10. Total for project, $399,423.36. Scott Burchett is the man. He has his documents, bid bonds, and insurance.
There's third position.
Oh, yeah, good thinking. Okay, start of construction date 5/10/2021. End of construction date 5/28/2021. Mr. Chairman, as we have done in the past, I would like to refer both of these bids to Galen and Becky to review them and bring us a recommendation at the end of the meeting so we can vote on it today.
Very appropriate. Okay, Becky, you're in charge. In about 1 minute, we will go to the close, accept, reject, or award bid for fuel. In 1 minute, you're in charge, Emily, on that 1 minute.
Good. Denny.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to close, accept, or reject the bid for fuel.
I'll move.
Second.
Motion by Juergens, second by Dorn. Vote, please. Motion is carried 6-0. Okay, Terry.
We have a bid from Farmers Cooperative. East fuel, number 2 premium dyed diesel fuel with fuel additive package, no state or federal tax. The amount that was asked or requested in this bid was for 63,000 gallons. The price per gallon is $1.98. Unleaded gasoline, no bid on this particular one. And all the other... All the other is just the information that goes with the bid, insurance, the normal stuff.
Okay, but no bid on the unleaded?
No.
Okay.
insurance requirements as requested. This bid form is from Sapp Brothers Petroleum. The diesel fuel number 2 premium dyed diesel fuel with fuel additive package, no state or federal tax. 63,000 gallon again. Price per gallon, $1.869. Almost $1.87. $1.869. Requested amount on gasoline for 32,000 gallons, unleaded E10 gasoline. There is state tax on the gasoline, but no federal tax. $2.059. So approximately 201, just a little less. So 2.05. Nine. Mr. Chairman, as in the past, I would like to refer these to Galen and Becky also.
Okay.
To review and make a recommendation at the end of the meeting.
Okay. They're referred.
Let that go.
Okay, receive a recommendation from Planning and Zoning on the special use permit number 2021-1 for placement of temporary asphalt concrete plant.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to refer to the packet of information that was presented at our zoning hearing, and also you have copies of, along with the top sheet is just the recommendation from Planning and Zoning. Terry is en route. The project manager, I did get a call from him, so I'm not expecting him to be late, so that hearing's at 9:45. But this particular temporary asphalt plant, as you can see when you reference it to the map, is located along Highway 41. You approved a temporary asphalt plant 2 years ago for constructors. However, this one is just west of that location. So, direct on 72nd and Highway 41, about 500 foot to the east is where it is. So, referencing the map, it's in your packet. They have received their site plan and permits for the right-of-way from the state of Nebraska. In this particular case, there's one driveway that will lead onto Highway 41. All those permits have to come from the right-of-way state of Nebraska. Keith Cohill is the one that visited the site. Obviously, they would have liked to have two driveways, but that was not permitted at that particular time based upon the location. So the two projects that Werner is using this site for is Highway 77, which is from the Pickerel intersection to Highway 41, all lanes, and then Highway 8 from Barnston east to Highway 99. So we had no opposition at our hearing, and we did have three calls that came into the office, just general questions of what was going on and so forth. But so Zoning Commission recommendation recommends approval to you. That was a vote of 6-0 with one absent at that night. Questions? And wait for Terry for the hearing.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
We'll have a public hearing on this at 9:45. Okay. Why don't we go ahead? You've received a copy of the board committees and appointments. And They all look really good to me. Are there any questions or anybody that wants to change anything relative to the board committees and appointments? Yeah, that's what Eric has proposed, put together.
Looks to me like he likes my last name.
I would approve a motion to either approve or disapprove the 2021 board committees and appointments.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Jurgens. There's a second. Second by Lytle. Okay, vote please. Motion is carried 6-0. You've received a copy of our standing rules for the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Don't think there's anything changed.
I don't know. Everybody has a copy if anybody...
Anybody have any questions on this? I'm not entertaining a motion to approve or disapprove the 2021 Board of Supervisors standing rules.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Counting on everybody to work really hard on these committees. Even you, Mr. Smith. Oh, it's Schuler, I guess. Vote, please. Motion is carried 6-0. I'm sorry.
So I tried to get it right the first time.
The mistake just sticks.
Are you close?
Are you close?
Can I get a question? It gets embarrassing.
Well, why don't we take a recess until in 5 minutes, then Galen will be ready on his recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
5 minute recess. Yep.
All right, you're on.
Very smart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we will go back into session at 9:45 a.m. And we're now in session. And we have an agenda item at 9:45, a public hearing to hear support and or opposition on that special use permit number 2021-1 for placement of a temporary asphalt concrete plant located in the southwest quarter of Section 24, Claytonia Township. Lisa?
Yes. So we have Terry Wilhelms had called me this morning on road conditions and so forth is en route. However, is just east of Claytonia. We can put him on speakerphone if you would like to continue at this timed event, so to present.
Okay.
Do we need to have him on speakerphone for the whole thing, or just if we need questions?
Just for, well, again, as it does his presentation, any questions from you guys? I don't think it'd be that long either way. That way, if a question, we've got his number, so if a question comes up that you think about later after somebody else may say something, we can call him back up.
But if he wants to speak, he has a right to speak during his public hearing.
Right, you can do that. And again, just note for the record, we got some pretty rough roads out there as a result of it.
I'm going to get, I forgot to put this out there too. I didn't even get it written on. So, if you want us, I don't know if there's anybody else there here to speak.
Okay, is there anyone else that wants to speak relative to this plant?
We have to open a public hearing.
Oh.
So, we need a motion.
I need a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote, please. Motion is carried 6-0. Gary's not here, 5-0.
5-0. He's not here anymore.
Yeah, he has a doctor's appointment. Okay, the public hearing is open to hear support and opposition. Is there anyone who wants to visit with the board relative to support or opposition on the special use permit? We have one person online who wants to speak to it.
We'll see here.
Hello, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. This is Dawn. We're in the boardroom now. We're in public hearing. Is there some comments or anything that you'd like to make about the permit?
No, just got a couple good road projects down in the Beatrice area, Gage County, and the location that we're at is really a good spot for us to be, easy access to the highway and such. And we're excited to be down in the area. We've worked with the Department of Roads on access to the highway and such. We do these types of activities all over the state of Nebraska. And we've got two big jobs, one Pickerel Road on 77 and another job down at Barniston. And like I said, the location is really good, and, you know, all the permitting and everything is in place so far. And I appreciate that the committee has let me do this by phone so that we can stay on track and you guys can stay on time.
Okay, Terry, could you completely identify yourself and give us your full name for the record?
Yes. My name is Terrence Wilhelms. I am the safety director for Werner Construction, Hastings, Nebraska.
Okay. Any questions of Terry?
I have one question. I was looking at that map, and it did move it a lot closer to somebody's home. Was there are you going to be working with him to make it fair for him, having it a lot closer to his house?
Can you hear Terry?
I believe she's talking about
Dan
Harold
Kelly.
Peters. Is that his name?
Dan.
I've talked with a property owner that was yes, he's nearby, and we had talked to him, and his main concern was that he would like to have a contact person in case there's a situation occurs. He has my name and phone number, and as we start the road construction work, I will also provide him the name of our superintendent.
Okay, Emily. Okay, any other comments? Anybody else wanting to speak in support or opposition to the special use permit? Nobody present. I would entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Motion by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Vote, please.
Time's at 9:53.
5-0. The public hearing is closed.
We don't have a resolution for 2 weeks to approve it.
Okay.
Mr. Wilhelms understands that in 2 weeks that the Board of Supervisors will present by resolution if so approved. So he understands that.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any recommendation?
Yep, we're good for right now, and then we'll have the resolution in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, committee.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Do we have a recommendation on closing or rejecting award bid for fuel?
We did that one. We're done.
Done with that?
Okay. So we'll have to go in. We'll have a closed session now.
Okay. I thought we had not accepted the award.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. You're right. I'm thinking that you're doing opening.
There she goes.
Sorry, got ahead of myself. Yeah. We do need the recommendation, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, sorry, Denny.
That's okay. Okay, recommendation on fuel.
Mm-hmm. On fuel, the low price on diesel fuel, Sapp Brothers, 1.869 gallon, and their only bid on unleaded, 2.059. a gallon. Recommend give the bid to Stabilt. Or excuse me, Sapp Brothers. I was thinking ahead of myself.
Okay, is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Schuler. Any discussion? Vote, please. Motion is carried 4-0. 4-1. 4-1. One opposition.
5-0.
5-0.
Okay, 5-0.
Okay.
I forgot how to count since I did this last. Okay, we will award the bid, Galen. Okay. I will now entertain a motion to go into closed session for.
Hold on, we got one more.
Oh. Still have the close, accept, reject, award bids on armor coat projects. Sorry about that, I got excited.
He's got his recommendation.
Your recommendation?
I just want to point out on Stay-Built's on 1197. By checking their, Becky checked their multiplication, et cetera, the total for 1197 should be $54,985.59.
54 what?
$54,985.59. Also a correction for 1198. The total should be $44,753.22. And for 1199, the total should be $11,477.10. So that would make the total for all the projects $399,863.86.
Which way are those the corrections going? I don't have those.
Down?
Yeah. Up just a little bit.
Up just a little bit.
Which one? That's for Stay-Built?
That was on Stay-Built, yes. The total is up just a little bit also with that.
Can we change a bit?
Well, I guess two things. Number one, usually when you submit a bid, you're stuck with it. And I'm not saying anything about Stay-Built. I'm just saying that's why you go over the things. Number two, if they're here, you can show what, you know, I mean, I don't want to be unfair to somebody, but you said it's a little.
It's $400.
Does it affect the bid awards?
No.
Okay. Well, we're talking about something that doesn't matter, but that's a good point. In the future, I would just, you know, we always like to have a lot of bidders and stuff, but make sure that they, when they submit it, that's, they can do it. And I understand what Becky was doing there, is trying to help them out and help the board out there too, so you got an accurate bid. But technically, you could hold them to it. Now, okay. Whether we would do that, I don't know. Obviously, a lot of it depends on how grievous the error is.
Well, and the total bid went up like $440.
Okay, if it doesn't matter, then like I said, just.
It took them to get it correct.
Well, and that, yeah, you always want to submit that because that's what your bid package says.
Yeah.
Well, what's your recommendation, Galen?
Recommendation would be Stay-Built is the lowest bid at $399,000. Do you want their bid or the corrected bid?
The corrected bid.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't they? Are they present?
No. Top coat is.
Okay, then I would just say the bid.
The bid?
Yep.
Okay, their total for the project bid was $399,424.36.
24 or 23?
424. You said 423 earlier.
424.36.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lottle, second by Dorn. Any other discussion?
Have we had them before?
It's been a few years. Normally, Top Coat, the last few years, has got our bid on that.
Is there specs? Are there specs for this? I assume there is, so that
yes.
They're bidding.
Yeah, there's
apples and apples.
Specifications for the armor coats, yes.
That's part of what they're checking through when they're looking
okay.
At them.
So. Like I said, Top Coat has done for us for several years. They've done an excellent job, and Stay-Build is bid, but they've always been on the top end of it. So this is the first year for, I can't tell you how many, several years that they've been the low bid.
Okay, is there a motion to approve?
We have one motion by Lytle, second by Dorn.
Oh, okay. Forgot those guys over there. Okay, vote please. Motion is carried 5-0.
That's a per mile cost of $12,972.5.
That's good.
Similar to what it was last year, I believe. I think it might have been a little less than that, or a little more than that, actually, wasn't it?
Somewhere around here. Let's see here.
Okay, I think
it was just over 13 last year.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to go into closed session to discuss security.
Still moved.
Okay, we're going to do this for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
We'll get in this.
So it's 2020.
And it's necessary for the protection of the public interest.
We did 30.
Okay, we have a motion. Motion by Shuler, or second by Shuler?
No, motion.
Motion by Shuler, second by Haxby. Vote, please.
At 10:01.
Okay, 10:01. Motion is carried.
A little
carried.
Bit less than
okay.
What it is now.
Mic's on. Okay. And you're on, Denny.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
We need a motion.
Need a motion. Come out of closed session.
You got
at 10:43.
Dorn and Shuler.
Dorn motion. Shuler
seconded.
Dorn motion.
Okay.
Shuler seconded.
Sorry, I didn't see that.
Dorn motion, Smith, Shuler second.
At 10:43? Okay.
Yep. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
How about voting?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the motion is carried.
All right. 5-0.
5-0. Anything else to come to the board? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Motion?
Second.
Vote, please.
No.
Motion is carried.
Thomas is not here. Somebody's got to do it.
10:44. Did you seriously?
Okay, we're all done.
Has anybody ever done that? Like, two people done that, and then?
Yeah, Bauman and I did it on his last day.
Yeah.
Well, and then I was wondering if it ever.